are we on the Brett Kavanaugh Supreme Court nomination? Well, the FBI report into allegations of sexual assault by Kavanaugh may come out as soon as today. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell has vowed that it will be seen by senators only, but other Republicans want to make it public. And there's been lots of reaction to President Trump's words last night. Last week, he said he found Kavanaugh's accuser, Christine Blasey Ford, credible. But at a rally in Mississippi, he mocked her recollections of what she said was a sexual assault by Kavanaugh in high school.
36 years ago, this happened. I had one beer, right? I had one beer. Well, do you think it was? Nope, it was one beer. Oh, good. How did you get home? I don't remember. How'd you get there? I don't remember. Where is the place? I don't remember. How many years ago was it? I don't know.
The president went on to make some false claims about Blasey Ford's testimony, and sex abuse counselors say it's common for survivors to have spotty memories. But last night, Trump and yesterday his son Don echoed a theme being expressed by conservative commentators that it's now a scary time for young men, implying they might be falsely accused. Let's bring in NPR congressional reporter Kelsey Snell. Kelsey, what kind of response are you hearing to the president's comments?
Well, so far, senators are just now starting to pour into the Capitol for the day. There have been people staked out outside of many senators' offices. But I think the one that is most pressing and most important is Senator Susan Collins of Maine. She's a Republican, and she is undecided so far on Kavanaugh. And she told reporters waiting outside of her office that the president's comments were just plain wrong. And we also heard from Senator Jeff Flake, who was on the Today Show today, and he called it appalling.
Well, let's listen to a little of Senator Flake, who, in fact, had said he'd vote for Kavanaugh, but then called for the FBI investigation, kind of started this whole dramatic chapter this last week. Let's listen to him on Today Show.
There's no time and no place for remarks like that, but to discuss something this sensitive at a political rally is just... It's just not right. I wish he hadn't have done it. It's kind of appalling.
So we hear those remarks from him and from Susan Collins, both of them seen as potential swing votes, people who might vote against Kavanaugh's nomination. Are you getting the sense that, you know, maybe the president's comments are doing more than just making people feel appalled? Are they maybe pushing votes one way or another?
It'll be hard to say until the FBI report is released. The FBI is in the process of completing a supplemental background check into Kavanaugh based on the allegations from Ford and from other accusers. Many of these people who are undecided say that they are not going to make up their minds until they see what is in that report.
Right. And as we said, it might come out today, but Mitch McConnell wants to keep it confidential to senators. Other senators like Bob Corker and John Cornyn want it made public. What's their reasoning?
I spoke with both of them yesterday, and part of what they said is that there is a concern that if it is not released in some way, that selective leaks essentially could happen, and that those leaks could be in furthering individual political aims. And that Corker in particular said that he thought that if the public was able to see the entirety of the report, then it would be harder for people to impugn whatever outcomes happen as a result of that report.
Well, tying into that, are any Republicans speaking out against Mitch McConnell's plan to have the vote this week in the next couple of days? When people haven't had a chance to digest that report, and as you said, maybe parts of it might leak out after the report, after the vote, rather, and kind of reflect poorly on people's votes if some of it leaks. Is anyone asking him to wait?
Not that we're aware of at this point. He has said, and he was very, very blunt about this in his press conference yesterday, that it is up to him when to schedule a vote. Now, it couldn't change. He could decide that that is not in his best interest if it looks like maybe there aren't the votes there. But he seems to be quite confident that they are moving in the direction of being able to confirm Kavanaugh. Yeah. So it is hard for me to see any scenario in which McConnell changes his mind.
Kelsey Snell, NPR congressional reporter, just quickly, what's it like there in the halls of Congress?
It is tense. There's an hugely increased police presence, and there are protesters just about everywhere you go. I've been covering the Capitol for about 8.5 years, and this might be the most tense I've seen it.
Oh, truly. Kelsey, thank you.
Thank you.